Hi guys, my name is Reme, and for those of you who are new here today, this is So Lace, yes, the podcast, which is owned by Tammy Lore, my dear friend.
Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. So today, I have some of my friends with me, and we're going to talk about friendships, relationships, situationships, everything ship, sure. Okay? So, first, okay, can you guys like introduce yourselves? I'm not introducing
you. Hi guys. Okay. My name is Mercy. I'm
you. We're still here.
Hi guys. I'm Fermi.
Please speak up.
Hi guys. I'm Fermi.
Okay. No, man.
Oh, I'm Dim Ladi.
Yeah, not Dim Ladi. This is me. Yo, we're still here.
Hi guys. I'm Fermi.
I'm Dim Ladi.
His name is Bukumi.
Hi guys.
Bukumi, why are you just like on your phone?
Okay, okay.
Actually, my name is Matthew. I'm just here on holiday. So.
Okay. Okay, you guys. So we're going to be talking about relationships, all these ships, yeah. So first of all, please, who wants to talk about like relationships, like you know. Proper relationship, like both of you know that you're in a relationship.
You know when you ask me to be my girlfriend and you say yes.
And yes, now so like what? So like you guys, what are your thoughts?
So basically, according to the Nigerian culture, when it comes to dating, you guys have confused this for a lot of things. Most of the culture of dating is basically getting to know each other. That's why in America, they're like, I'm going for dates. That's just a setting of trying to get to know each other. But in our country, Nigeria, once you start dating your girlfriend and boyfriend, which is not supposed to be.
What?
When you're dating, after you've reached a current stage in dating, you now that's when you now say, oh, please, would you like to be my girlfriend? Would you like to be my boyfriend? That's where the real commitment starts.
I'm trying to take this on another level.
And everything. Yeah, so most of us are just getting to know each other in the relationship. We have to properly
ask. That's what we call talking stage in Nigeria,
exactly,
not dating.
Exactly.
That's what we call if you are dating, you guys are in a relationship.
Well, that's not proper.
You sign a contract under the date.
You know what's contract?
Like it's a relationship now.
So there's contract.
Yes, going for date doesn't mean that you guys are dating.
That's dating. When you go for dates, you guys are just dating.
No.
When you're going out on dates, that's different. You can go out on dates as like friends.
You can go out on
dates. But like when you say you're dating, that means it's a
that's still a stage of getting to know each other.
Yeah, that is your
no, that means you guys are in a relationship. If you guys are dating,
that's why I'm Americana. Yeah.
No, I thought you say you're from UK.
You pick one.
I'm international.
That means you guys are dating. Then talking stage means you guys are still getting to know each other.
Yeah. Where you are feeling each other's vibes.
Like each other.
Yeah. So Misha, but like in Nigeria, it's just do you want me to be my girlfriend? And she says yes.
You guys be assertive, nothing like that too.
Some people don't even ask.
Yeah, some people just conclude.
Yeah, some people don't ask.
They just conclude.
No, they just say, you're my girlfriend, period.
Like, who is she to you, my babe? Yes, who is she to you, my babe?
That's what they both boys do now.
Then that's situation she...
Well, a thing, but together.
Then that's... No, you guys are not together. If you didn't ask out, sorry. You guys are not
dating. It's like your head is ringing. Yeah,
exactly.
Did she tell you that?
Situationship is electric.
Exactly.
No! Yeah. Why thing? Why relationship?
No, wait, no!
You guys are not dating. That's
you guys can relationship as I like you. You like me.
And then you guys
and there's something going on between us. We're exclusive though. We don't give each any other.
That situation.
Why are you vexed?
Why you being a situation?
No, don't give each other.
Okay, so wait. So like, okay, so from
that, you were in certain situations they actually loyal to each other, but not. It's not all of them.
Okay, so that's another thing.
No, some people some people are not ready for that name dating because they feel that it's a lot. So
it's a lot of commitment.
Yeah, so they just conclude it on situation.
They want relationship, but they don't want with you.
No, you're so stupid.
Some people don't want that title.
Some people don't like the title.
Exactly. Yeah,
they will give you relationship treatment, yes, but then they don't want to be your
title.
Yeah.
They don't want that. They don't. That dating name just brings a lot.
Like, I feel like it just makes you feel like you are caged.
Yeah,
What? So that way they don't want to be in a situation. Yeah. They don't feel that there's not a lot of commitment into
it. And it's you like, get. You can't complain a lot.
Yeah, you, exactly. But which is, but no, but me, I'll complain. No, if I see you with another girl, I'm carrying your name straight to my
room. No, so the thing is that, the thing is, no, it's when you guys are like exclusive, you told each other, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's just
you. You're not contract.
Exactly. So, because
I still do.
No, so if there's like anything, please let's not say that. We're not for that here.
But for me, Sha, situation should be, I'm supposed to be outside. I'm so sure.
No, so it's like a mutual agreement thing.
Yeah, that's a good relationship.
That's another thing. That's another thing. No,
relationship.
Relationship.
You guys are dating. But like,
what difference between that and open relationship?
No, situation should be
outside. I'm not dating.
With an open relationship, there's a deeper connection. You guys are.
What's deep about that?
You guys are just trying to spice
your relationship. Yeah,
some people get bored easily, but they still
you
like
can't just, you can't
or
just,
long distance.
You can't just be meeting someone like you haven't dated or entered a relationship with and saying that, oh, let's do open relationship. That's basically a situation.
Okay, yeah.
But like when you guys have been dating for a while,
very long,
you guys know each other, you know
her
mother, you used to come to her house, you used to sit down on the couch when different boys are coming and all that kind of thing. And then you guys now decide that, okay,
them like,
let's make this relationship open. Then you say, let's make this relationship open. That's an open relationship.
But like,
I feel
open
like open relationship
is about
you
and that girl.
To be honest, if you guys just understand each other.
Exactly. It doesn't even work all the time because at the end of the day, like, open relationships tend to
you
get jealous.
Up,
and
yeah.
Yeah, you regret
you
it a lot.
And sometimes you end up liking the person you're giving.
And close relationships, simple.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
But to be honest, I feel like it's nice, yeah.
Okay,
it's
so nice. I have a question. Between the three, relationship, open relationship, situationship, which one would you go for?
I'd rather go for a relationship.
The kind of person I am, I'm a jealous person, honestly.
Yeah.
Not doing that there, please.
To be honest,
I'm a jealous person, but
I go for friendship.
Ah, your
why
life is difficult.
That's why you're like this.
It's true.
No, we're going to friendship. We'll still go to friendship, but we'll let's discuss
no,
about
no, relationship. I prefer relationship.
No.
At relationship.
At least we know what
we're doing. I've never been in a relationship.
But at this point in time, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Let me talk.
Ready for a
situation.
Let's
do
it. So, I prefer none of the
above.
I'd rather chase the bag.
I feel up now, bro.
Because like, the thing is, everything I want, if I want a relationship, so now I want money. I don't have. So I'll give you.
Why are you mentioning my name?
I'm sorry. It's not Remy.
Remy, please stop laughing like that.
But to be honest, I don't want a relationship.
Not
I
right
mean,
now,
deep
like,
down, I want it though. But
you
then,
can't, you can't
in reality, I don't just want it.
You can't be what's it called.
Is a relationship.
You can't be distracting yourself with your youth in the relationship.
Sir, please elaborate.
Okay. I don't understand what you're saying. Like, are you okay?
I'm joking now. It's a podcast. Yes, are you okay?
I'm listening.
You have to. Like, because you only live once.
So wait, let me get this straight. In your opinion.
Word.
In your opinion, relationships are distraction for your youth.
For me, sure.
I don't feel so, sure.
Like, no,
so
don't get me wrong. Relationships are interesting,
but
not the one that Nigeria is to
do. Do you have a question? Are you Nigerian?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it
was me, I feel like if it's boring for you,
I'm
you spice
sorry
it up
for you.
Exactly.
Do whatever.
But you can always spice up a relationship without
what
having to do a open relationship.
Yeah.
There are other things.
No, I don't think you can say that.
For me, if you're in a relationship and you're doing it's boring. Is it by going to kiss other people that you enjoy your relationship?
Thank you.
Because for me, it's just saying,
no,
no.
Actually want
no.
to get to know another person because you are boring.
Then break up with the person. Break up with the person.
But then I still like you.
No, that's bullshit.
I'm sorry.
Not that you want to spice up your relationship and you're going to go and give other people. That's toxicity. You got to
Jesus. Lord of God. Toxicity.
If I like you and you're boring, I still want to hang around, but then I want to talk to another person.
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not entertaining that person. Can't you go out on dates? Maybe that's because you hang around with this person. What makes a guy boring for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, like when
the leaves are boring.
No, not actually that.
Ha.
But when the gifts are boring, then are so stupid. When the gifts are boring, then you shouldn't even be in a relationship.
How would she know?
Why? Exactly. No, like, no, no, listen, like, listen, no, listen, that's
like,
why
you keep suffering.
That's why you give before you enter a relationship.
Some boys
don't
just know how to
Mighty, come on.
Yes, actually. You can't enter a relationship.
Some boys don't know how to supervise me. So, like, why are you doing the same?
You can't enter a relationship.
Do you get, like, it's like you're already, like, expecting.
Before I enter a relationship with you, I must actually
think outside the box.
I must kiss you first and see how your kissing skills are.
I'm even talking about sexual activity.
Is Remy that talking? Is Remy that saying
that? No, actually. That is think about
it. If you are bad sexually, I'm so sorry. Can't be
exactly, it's a very big turn off.
It's not about turn off. I can't just
except like that. When you're in a when you're already in that talking stage and everything, that's when you're getting to know your partner. That's when you're getting to know who you are interested in.
But you know, if we're talking religiously, you're not meant to be doing any of that.
Who about religion is this now?
There's no sex before marriage.
So why are you doing it?
Why do you
let me
know?
Sorry.
Say it again.
Wait, what?
Say it again, just say it again.
Actually, let me tell you why relationships get boring. Yeah. Because, you know, obviously, when a guy is, like, checking a babe, he also puts in, like, efforts. But then once he gets the babe, you start acting out, like, I've already gotten this girl, there's no need. Did you get? So, I feel like you'll just change the energy and stuff, and then it's like, why are you giving me this energy? This is not what you
get. That's why.
That's very disgusting. Like, it's very, very disgusting.
Like, why would you be giving me the energy, and that's what I'm used to, and then
you get, and then because you've gotten me, you start acting like, why are you calling me? Meanwhile, you're the one that's always calling me. Do you get? It's not like as if I'm the one that's
calling you. Can't.
Have you noticed that? Is when you start giving them attention and know that they start asking all.
Yes.
That's why. That's very advisable. Eh? Mm. When in future times and now, don't stay around your babe too much.
It's not about
staying. Like, no,
like, don't start. Don't start what you cannot finish.
No, apart from that, when you start on your babe too much, you get boring. Yeah, it's like you're playing a game continuously.
Forget about that. Staying around my babe.
Exactly. Don't start around your babe too much. Honestly,
the energy you start with, end with it. Like, you can't just enter the relationship and start acting out. Like, it's not be like as if now I'm the one seeking your attention all the time. Like, can you act the way you act?
It's not as if I'm begging for it.
Like, as if I'm begging. Don't start acting nonchalant. Like, what's wrong with you?
Okay, you bad boys, please. The boys here, like, can you explain why things like this happen?
It's not even about sexual activity.
It's the whole thrill of, like, doing women. It's the chase.
Wow.
That's why some women like to form hard to get. Because when you're chasing something and you've got it already,
I get
you. Like, you're just like, hey, I've got it. Like, it's not good. You just have that sense of entitlement, like, oh, it's mine already. Whereas another one that's not your own, for example. Yeah, so, like, you feel that sudden urge.
I get what you're trying to say. It makes it more interesting when you're chasing the person. It's actually, I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't make sense, but that's how it is.
Because I feel like
there's a reason
for you to keep pushing because you've not gotten the person.
From your head, boys, correct me if I'm wrong, but from another boy, I've heard that boys like it when they chase a girl because
I was not really listening
because I heard her.
Yeah, I get ya. The chase is actually really
nice. Yeah,
if you were chasing for a relationship, then you shouldn't stop acting the way you were acting. If you're just chasing for fun, then okay. But you were chasing the girl to date the girl, so why are you acting out because you've gotten the girl? Some people chase for fun, like me, I do it.
Okay,
I can
that's
see
wrong.
A guy and decide to chase.
What's your problem?
No, but seriously, it's facts. But like, if you're chasing a girl to be in a relationship with her, I see no reason why you should change your energy.
That's the thing. How would you chase a girl to be in a relationship? You don't even know her like that.
Would.
You get to know her. I feel like when you start talking
Can I ask a question?
Alright.
When you buy a game, you feel me? You increase difficulty to the highest and you win it. Will you keep playing it?
Thank you.
Bro, you don't worry about calm, you feel me? So no need to now go back to coming. Because you already come and you don't want to come back.
I mean, if you're chasing to date, then there's no reason why you should change.
For me, speaking from experience, once I change your name on my phone like this, they just start acting up. As I change your name from,
there's one side
let's say, if your name is, let's say, Tunde, and I change it to love of my life or my babe. That's the end.
I don't know. For me, no boy has ever just reduced the energy.
I'm not speaking from experience.
Hey. I don't know, it's not even.
Yeah, I was speaking from other people's experience. I'm speaking from what I've seen.
It's not even.
So, me, I don't even know. But, like, I know but that guys. Guys
are the temporary.
I know what.
You love the cheese.
I know the cheese.
Take the bag.
It's really nice. Exactly. Hate the fucking game.
Is it that like people made you this way? Like it's hard to make
you. I won't even lie.
Maybe nobody made me like this.
You just like it.
Yeah, I just like it.
No, wrong.
But I said that's what I'm saying.
It's experience for you.
Hey, Jesus. What have I entered?
It's just really nice. Like,
it's nice.
Let's
just...
see. Stop saying that. It's not nice.
You know me, you go to a party. Like that tournament that went for. Imagine this girl coming up to you, because I want your number and stuff like that. Like, and then you saw that fair girl, she didn't come up. Who will you text first?
Why are you talking about politics? Why are you talking John, continue.
Who will you text? Like the girl that came to me or the girl that didn't come to me? Say the truth.
The lights came on.
Exactly. That's how it is.
No. I get what you were saying, but that particular example, I'll text the girl that came to me. So, but what you're saying is like, the fact that the other one didn't come to meet you.
It's like, I'll text the one
that came to meet me, but I'll rate the other one.
But wait.
Okay, so wait, does that mean that you think that girls who like walk up to boys or girls who talk to boys more?
No, I love them. I love the confidence. I love that. It makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
I have a question. What am I should do that for other fine boys?
Subhanallah.
So it's not special, feel me? Yeah. But like, if it's
so
not
what if the other girl is coming for other fine boys?
Yeah, that means
that's
a win.
You got.
But no, that's it. Oh, can I have a normal please? Who told me that I should not do it for 10 boys before?
Does it mean that the girls that shoot their shots, they're easy?
Why do you want to shoot shots on multiple baskets?
No, it doesn't mean
that.
No, I mean, if I come to you and I shoot my shots. At you, does that mean I'm easy?
No, it doesn't mean easy.
You miss our confidence,
exactly.
Yeah,
it just means you're confident, but like we rate her.
But if you
use it, of course, there's different types of shooting shots. If it's the one that she messaging me every 5 minutes, calling me, then that one,
you're
ending up as my smashing bitch, nothing more. And do not complain because you put yourself in it.
That was good.
My name is Martin, bro.
If you're simping for me, I promise you, you won't get my attention. That attention I'm looking for, you get.
Wow.
Because
I'm
talking to Reme, and like Reme, entry my eye. You're entering my eye. But like you came to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, I like you. This one, that one. We're talking, and then you're simping. Oh, Tony, I got you this. Oh, Tony, this. Oh, Tony, that. And then Reme is not giving me attention. I'll still be chasing Reme, but like. I won't see you as anything. I'll see you as, I've already gotten this one. That kind of thing.
Wow.
That kind of thing. So you won't get that attention that you want, that you're seeking.
So in other words, play hard to get.
Yes. And like, don't give too much. If you're in a relationship,
I feel like that idea of playing hard to get, it's kind of...
It's not all the time, it's a very shitty thought, if you know how to balance it.
Yeah, it makes sense. But like for something like playing hard to get, but like for a situation whereby like you're always thinking that this one that came to meet me, she's like she's simping too hard. It's a very shitty way to think.
Some girls are not just
Can I rephrase? It's not that you won't get that attention, not just that you like it.
You just won't get the same energy.
No, it disgusts me. Like, I'll be irritated by it. Like, babe, that's always constantly. Like,
I understand. Like, someone that's just like, oh, I want to talk to you 24/7.
Not even 24/7, but the fact that you're showing, why are you interested in me?
Why?
What do I have to offer?
What's your definition of balance?
Like, trust me, like, when, listen, thank you, let me give this example. when I'm away from so and so, I feel like, oh, I miss you, that kind of
thing. We're together. There's nothing to
like,
miss.
Now I'm here, what happened? Did you get my face? But like, you get what I mean?
Wait.
All I'm saying, you're not funny. Like, I've noticed this. You're not funny. When
you know,
sir. Okay, that'll be a question.
Yeah.
Boys, why is it that when a girl does not answer, you put not start
insulting her.
Oh, yes.
So insulting her. That's okay. I know you do that.
Can you see? He used to piss me off. Not like I used to tell me that, oh, this girl, I've already told
her. No, this girl is
but like, I can say, oh, she's not rich.
And
why?
Okay.
So remember, you were like, why is it
that when, can you have answered that?
No, say it again.
Why is it that when boys, like when girls reject boys?
Yeah.
At the spot and everything, you guys start insulting them.
Yeah, that's actually it's
pain,
that's smelly behavior, Sha, but like it's pain in the
pain.
But it's not something you don't expect all the girls like
just the girls. To be honest, it depends on how she rejects the boy.
Yeah, if she does it.
It depends. If she does it like in a mature, like she will message my boss. Not that she's not telling
me. No message. Wait.
Boys, before you approach a girl, please read the girl's mood and face.
It doesn't mess. Nothing like that.
No, you can't just approach a girl that is boning her face and you go and you expect a good response from the girl. No, actually, there's a difference between straight face and boning her face. Exactly.
Can we even talk about nonchalance, guys?
Let's talk about nonchalance.
It's very disgusting.
How are you making her feel like she's begging for your attention?
Imagine me ranting for 30 minutes.
Just say okay, no problem. And you sleep.
That's a bastard attitude.
And you sleep on the call like
that. That's a bastard attitude.
That's crazy.
The thing is that
if you do not care about her, if you don't like her,
telling me that it's your nature. What's my business?
That's rubbish. I won't lie. So her now that's not ranting for 30 minutes now. She nonsense at me. That you not come.
Like, it's bullshit, please.
Very stupid.
I feel like you should be a good listener. Like,
I'm talking to you about something.
The characteristics of being in a relationship.
Okay.
Like, you have to.
And again, boys, when you're in a relationship, don't say the wrong things to your girlfriend.
No, wait, do you know the thing about that? You don't know when.
Okay, yeah, girls and boys. Okay, yeah, but sorry, both ways. Girls and boys, females and males. Don't be saying the wrong thing. No matter, even though you know it's true.
But learn.
It might be hurtful. It might be hurtful. But don't say the wrong things to your babe. And girls too. Some girls, you people are bastards. I won't even lie. But okay.
Okay.
Now is that you can't claim to like somebody and see the acting on channel. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
It's one girl.
It's one girl.
And she used to like me a lot. I mean, she still likes me a lot. And like she pissed, like she rotates my head as if she's the most annoying person in this life. I know she's complaining. When she now complains about me, and I tell her okay, cause all the complaints I've held in my head because of her. You know, so like I feel like if I don't compare about you, you don't have any right to say.
Let's
like,
be
like, I cannot imitate you. This guy will literally not text you for like 3 days.
And then
on the first day when I text you, hey my love, where have you been? Like, are you stupid?
You why didn't you text me?
Why would I text you when you didn't text me? No, I'm not because wait, that came out wrong. So imagine I texted this nigga. And even the ones that will not tell you that they are going to be busy throughout the day.
Yeah.
Then they will not tell you at night that I was busy. That you're supposed to text me that, okay, I'm going to be busy. Don't wait for me or I'm not ignoring you.
Exactly.
Some of them will not say anything. Then they will not come at night. Hey, love, how are you? Are you stupid? Lose your love.
No,
should have actually communicated that you're going to be busy.
See, it would have been different if the person just didn't want.
Do you get it? Like, you keep doing it every time. When you not tell them, they'll be like, oh, sorry, I didn't know that I was going to be busy, blah, blah.
Sometimes,
you can literally just take your phone and text.
Sometimes, not everybody has the energy.
See, that's wrong. You're in a relationship for a reason.
Exactly.
If you know that you can't maintain that energy, end it. Cause like you're pulling someone
else. You know you don't have time for two people. Some people are like that. They don't have time for two people.
Now I've agreed with you. I'm not fighting.
Well, guys. Well, I guess that's the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for coming to the podcast. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Watch out for part two. Yeah, watch out for part two, you guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye.